Right now on High Plains Morning, we have got Michael Palmer, David Palmer, and Guli Manfredi, and they are here to talk about this year's annual January event of the season. We've got Concerto Extraordinaire coming up this Saturday, and this one is it's looking pretty fantastic. I'm so sad I'm going to miss this one, but we've got a pre-concert lecture at 7 p.m. It's going to be with Kimberly Hebe, musicologist and professor at WT, as well as High Plains Public Radio's new executive director, Will Murphy, a big fan of classical music. So please, everyone, come out for that. The show starts at 7:30. It's going to be at the Amarillo Botanical Gardens, as per usual. No laughing. No laughing over there.
And actually, the pre-concert talk starts at 6:45.
Oh, it does this time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're starting a little earlier.
Oh, I'm going to write that down because that seems pertinent information. Hey, you're telling me right in time. Well, I'm so thrilled to have you all three back into the studio. And this repertoire looks fantastic. Let's go ahead and welcome everyone. Welcome, Guli. Welcome, Michael. And welcome, David.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about Concerto Extraordinaire. What number is this? How many?
Oh, my Lord. Well, this is year 22 for us, so we've been doing this for about 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's not the only landmark this year. We've got 250 years on Beethoven. I know you weren't responsible for that specifically, but that has to mean a lot to each of you. And it looks like Beethoven has made it onto the repertoire.
For this concert, that's right.
Indeed.
Indeed. So let's talk a little bit about... You normally with these concerts, you kind of pick something that there's some relation, but there's also, you know, some difference. It's like, okay, this is straddling these two different periods. Let's talk about the repertoire. What are we going to be hearing on Saturday?
Well, we're starting with the Haydn Symphony 104, which is the London Symphony. He wrote it in honor of the people of London, and I know my father could speak more about that as to that issue. But also... we're doing the Strauss first horn concerto that Guli's going to perform, and then we're doing the Beethoven fourth piano concerto with Diego Caetano. And this concerto is probably the most famous of his five piano concerti written. So, but tell us a little bit about the Haydn.
Well, there's an interesting connection in this program because Beethoven was a student of Haydn's. And an interesting little story is that Haydn, being the greatest composer of his day, was the greatest teacher of composition, and he wanted Beethoven to learn all of the standard traditional ways. Beethoven didn't want to do that. He was very different, of different mind. And so they had a kind of a contentious relationship at the beginning, and until Beethoven got his friend Albrechtsberger, the organist at the cathedral, to do all of his exercises for him. And then he would take those to Haydn, and Haydn was suddenly very pleased with and their relationship improved a great deal. Of course, Beethoven respected Haydn a great deal. And this particular symphony is the last one of the second set of symphonies that Haydn wrote for the City of London. They wrote them in two groups of six. So, yes, the London Symphony and his last symphony.
So, what year was that?
Well, he died in 1809, and this would have been about 1795, 1796, something
wow.
like that.
And so the repertoire is going to kick off with the Haydn, and then we've got Richard Strauss. Is that going to be the second piece?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Tell us a little bit about that piece. Well, Guli, tell us a little bit about that piece. Folks, Guli Manfredi is live in the studio. He is our residential horn expert here, and you've got a lot to chew on this one.
Oh, boy. good morning. Strauss wrote two horn concerti, and this is his first. And he wrote this when he was very young. I believe he was 12 years old when he wrote this. And he wrote it for his father, who happened to be the solo hornist for Richard Wagner's opera house in Bayreuth. And... he composed this when he was 12, and then he composed a second horn concerto later towards the end of his life, around 1945, 1946. But this is one of the monumental concerti, solo concerti for horn. It is performed very often, and it's very well established within our repertoire. So it's a very exciting piece, and I'm very thrilled to perform it.
Now, because there are only two horn concerti that he's done, were you familiar with this piece before? Had you performed it before?
Oh, yes. This is one of those pieces, just like the Mozart horn concerti, the Strauss horn concerti. It's very much embedded in our repertoire. So we always, as students and then later on as professionals, we always have to perform it and keep it up. And it's one of our staples in our repertoire, for sure.
And I see that it was premiered in 1885 by Hans von Bülow. Any relation to Sonny? I knew that last name. I knew that last name.
It's another interesting connection because Hans von Bülow was the first husband of Wagner's wife, Cosima Liszt.
Mm. I see some, there's a lot of crossover here.
Yes, yes.
It's keeping it in the family. Okay, and then, of course, you're going to finish off this wonderful evening with some Beethoven. And, of course, we're at the year of celebration for 250 years for Beethoven. The Amarillo Symphony Orchestra is going to be doing a celebration of that. And the piece you're going to be doing, it looks like Piano Concerto Number 4.
Yes, yes, the fourth piano concerto, very innovative work by Beethoven in that it begins not with the orchestra. The orchestra doesn't start this piece. The pianist begins the piece, and then comes the orchestra. So right away, it's very innovative for Beethoven's time. Tremendous work, probably perhaps his greatest concerto. One always hesitates to say that with Beethoven because everything is his greatest. But yes.
And it looks like this was one of these in the middle period, and it seems as though this one is, they're pretty positive this is when he was really just starting to lose his hearing.
Yes.
And that's documented.
Yes, that's right.
And yeah. So how do you think that might do, are there theories about how that informs what we're hearing here? It's sounding very different. It's sounding very, you know, unique.
Not particularly this concerto, but certainly his later work, which we're going to be performing here in Amarillo at the end of the season, the Missa Solemnis. By this time, Beethoven was totally deaf, and I think that it produced actually some music which we wouldn't have heard had he not gone deaf.
Absolutely. And there's this fabulous piece in the program notes about the frigid. There's this, you know, it's a chilly orchestra, and like literally, because when it premiered, it was a 4-hour premiere, and there was no heat. You guys are going to have heat on this, right?
Yes.
We don't need to bring the big thick winter coats.
Oh yeah, that was a crazy in mid December. Yes, in Vienna, no heat.
That's unwise. How did they overcome that PR nightmare? I can imagine. Well, this is going to be fantastic. Of course, Diego is fabulous, you know, performer, and he's always, every time I see him, it's like, where have you been? He's always been in on a different continent. So this is going to be fantastic to start off this year with Guli, Diego, and the of course the Amarillo Virtuosi Chamber Orchestra. Folks, 6:45 p.m. for the pre-concert lecture, 7 p.m. Or 7:30 p.m. for the performance. Do you guys have any final thoughts? You still have tickets, yeah?
Yes. Yes, you can get tickets by calling 236-3545 or visiting our website, cmama.org. And, you know, one of the, I think, greatest experiences that our audience members have is the pre-concert talk. And I would encourage folks to go to that because we not only have Will from HPPR, the new executive director here, joining us and leading that talk, but also Kimberly Heeb, who wrote the program notes, and is music history professor at WT, as well as a soloist. So you get this very kind of special, intimate roundtable discussion just prior to hearing the music. So it's a lot of fun to take in right before. So.
And Kimberly, like her writing and the way that she evokes it, I mean, really high level, kind of like, you know, intricate, you know, musicology speak, but very accessible. And it really does like change how you listen to it and what to listen for.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
This is so exciting. Folks, again, that's cmama.org. Tickets still available. It is this Saturday. You can also call 806-236-3545. And you do not want to miss this. This is one of the highlights of the entire Texas Panhandle's classical mastery. You don't want to miss this one. We're very excited to continue this partnership with Chamber Music Amarillo. And I thank all three of you for coming in and sharing this. There's a reception afterwards, so fancy dress. Everyone's going to be very fancy.
And it's at the beautiful Amarillo Botanical Gardens in their auditorium there. So do come out. You'll really enjoy a great way to kick off the new year.
Absolutely. Well, thank all three of you. I know you probably have to get back to practice.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much. And we're gonna keep some music going. I'll do a post about this so you can have all this information and the tickets link. Thank y'all so much. All right. Here we go. We're going to hear a new track off from South for Winter. They have a forthcoming EP. Here's an early release because I know these guys, so they sent it to me. Here's All We Have on High Plains Morning.